Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID. He says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin.
Does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied? Well, just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming
into the
podcast.
But they did it with such glee.
That's what I want to know.
I wasn't happy.
Oh, don't give me that. You were very happy.
I was not happy.
Absolutely giddy.
Giddy. No,
giddy.
I was not
you
giddy.
You were giddy.
Giddy. I was not giddy.
You were giddy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
What are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
I am Captain Chaos.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Captain Chaos. We should be so lucky if Dementia Joe Biden were Captain Chaos. He's Captain Calamity. Captain Catastrophe. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show today. We've got lots planned, as always. I don't think we're going to be seeing too much of Joe Biden, though. We've got a few sound cuts here to play in the beginning, but I think the day of the two a days, as they say at the NFL practices in the summer, the two a days are over for Dementia Joe. I think we're lucky if we get, what was it today, Taylor? 5 minutes and 41 seconds.
That's it.
Before he walk away, Joe. I'm an old timer. I like Walk Away Renee, but that's more
that believe. Boy's just a walk away Joe.
Again, I prefer just walk away Renee. He's walking away. He's doddering away is more like it. Doddering away. And now it turns out that he supposedly fell asleep at his relative's wedding the other on Columbus Day, and he's just not all there, and that's the way it is. But anyway, we will start. So he's back out there again today. He's talking about the vaccine mandates again, but first let's play the one yesterday. We had some fun yesterday with when he talked about supply chain, and there was something in there that I didn't realize. He kept referring to this guy that had done a really wonderful job named Joe Porcari. Joe Porcari, he said. Well, it turns out Joe's name is actually John Porcari. So it'd be like if Bush had said after Hurricane Katrina, "You did a great job, Greeny."
I want to pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke.
He mispronounced John as Joe. Is that what he's saying, or did he mispronounce another name? Do we know that, Taylor? I was unclear yesterday when we were playing the cuts, and then I read it in the paper this morning that it's his name. Let's play the whole cut there, the whole 29.
I want to thank my supply chain disruption task force, which we set up in June, led by Secretaries Buttigieg, Raimondo, and Vilsack. And by my director of National Economic Council, Brian Deese. I want to thank them for their leadership. And I especially want to thank Joe Porcari. I think Joe's done one heck of a job, my special envoy specifically on ports, who's been working this issue with all the stakeholders for the past several weeks.
His special guy. It's not just a regular guy or the deputy guy or the assistant associate. It's the special guy.
Is a special guy anything like an imaginary friend?
You mean like Corn Pop, for instance? Do you think Joe Porcari knows Corn Pop? Or does he know T-Bone? Cory Booker's imaginary friend or Barack Obama's composite girlfriend? Any of those people? All right, let's play a couple. Now this is from today, and this is my favorite one of the day. Now you know that he's having a lot of trouble with FDA. You know, he calls it the he calls it the Federal Drug Administration. Sometimes it's the Food and Drug Administration. Well, he did it again today. Joe Biden, cut six.
We're going to continue protecting the vaccinated. This week, the Food and Drug Administration and the FDA is reviewing data on Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters.
The Food and Drug Administration and the Food and Drug Administration are doing it. That's good to know. That's good to know. And then he's talking about the what he calls misinformation. Misinformation on the Southwest Airlines problems of the last few days. Cut five.
Southwest Airlines, at the head of the pilot, the head of the pilots union, and its CEO dismissed critics who claim vaccination mandates contributed to flight disruptions.
At the head of the pilots union head. At the head of the pilots union head. Okay. Now, this is a guy, part of this was in the intro, but it's still pretty appalling. He's talking about the mandate shouldn't be something that divides us. So in other words, as long as you do what he says, it shouldn't divide us. As long as you obey, as long as you submit, as long as it's his way or the highway, everything will be fine. And but if you step out of line, by God, then you are dividing the country. Go ahead.
Businesses and organizations that are implementing requirements are seeing their vaccination rates rise by an average of 20% or more to well over 90%. Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us. That's why we continue to battle the misinformation that's out there.
Let's be clear. You're the one that's doing it with your mandates that don't exist. You know you have no right to implement these mandates for the private sector. So you're just threatening people. And you get called out on it and you say it's misinformation and division. And people are saying he said supply chain instead of supply chain. I guess you weren't on the listed to the show yesterday. We talked about this for a long time. Shane, famous Western movie starring Alan Ladd from the early 1950s. Supply Shane. This is the follow-up to it. Just Shane. 603, the Supply Chain Disruption Task Force was successful. It is disrupted. Yes, indeed, it is disrupted. No question about it. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Let's do the walkaway Joe here. Let's do the walkaway Joe. Cut seven.
We can do this. I've said many times. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you very much.
And that boy's just a walkaway Joe, born to be a believer. Tell you from the word.
66 million are still unvaccinated. Those are unacceptably high, unacceptably, as she puts it. Not you and I would say unacceptably. He says unacceptably. All right, 844-500-4242. By the way, many people have been asking the status of the state police trooper, the sergeant, 19 and a half years in, two kids, 45 years old, who was in a medically induced coma after he took the shot at the behest of Charlie Parker. He was going to lose his job if he didn't on Sunday. The state police have issued a statement today, basically confirming it, but saying that they're not going to say anything more. We have received a number of inquiries about a member of the Mass State Police who was hospitalized with a serious illness. We know of at least one outlet that reported on the trooper's illness. Well, it was this radio show that reported it first on Monday night and then on Tuesday night, and then it was in the Herald yesterday, that reported on the trooper's illness with information obtained from non-official and or unnamed sources. This is from the spokesman, the flack for the state police. I would like to reiterate what we have told those outlets who have asked the department for official comment. We regard details of a person's medical condition or diagnosis to be private and not subject to public disclosure. While the department has neither released nor confirmed the name of our member who is ill, nor have we disclosed which hospital he is at, we are aware that some non-official and or unnamed sources have provided that information to some media outlets. We'll not mention it, but we know where he's at the Brigham. I won't give you his name, but he's at the Brigham and Women's. A medically induced coma. The family of the hospitalized department member asked the media to respect their privacy during this time. On behalf of his family, we ask media outlets to refrain from attempting to contact the family. We haven't tried to, either in person, at their home, or at the hospital, by phone, or by email, or online. We thank you in advance for respecting the family's request for privacy. We'll try to tell you more about what we can get officially or through our sources. But again, we're not trying to bother the family or we can't bother the trooper. Actually, I think he's still not in any condition to talk, but that's the latest on the state trooper who took the jab at it rather than lose his job because Charlie Parker was threatening to fire him, and now he's in a coma. The Thunderstorm air purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm air purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Oh, we've got one of our most popular cheap bastard deals today. This is for the 110 Grill, modern American cuisine in a trendy casual atmosphere. They have more than 30 locations in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and New York, and you're sure to find a 110 Grill not too far from you. While supplies last today, and they won't last long, you can purchase a gift card valued at $50 for just $25. But with so many locations, these will sell out fast, so get yours now. Get your gift card right now by going to HowieCarsShow.com and clicking store. Joining us now is Ryan Dion. He's the COO, the Chief Operating Officer of 110 Grill. Ryan, as soon as we put them up, they start disappearing. We've already sold more than a handful of them. This is a really popular deal because 110 Grill is a really popular restaurant.
Hey, Howie, thanks so much for having me. It's exciting. We have 21 locations now in Massachusetts.
Wow. And this and these gift cards are good at Eviva Trattoria as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's our sister company, and there is five of those locations in Massachusetts.
Right.
So, yeah, either concept.
Right. This is great. I love, I was just looking at the menu again. I love the 110 Classic Cheeseburger. And you know what else is really good is the antipasto. I love, you know, some Italian places try to go a little overboard and they get some of those. I like all smoked sausages, but, you know, I guess I'm more assimilated. I like the salami and the prosciutto and the pepperoni a little more than some of the more obscure ones. And you guys got great stuff in the antipasto.
Yeah, that's a great dish, Howie. For lunch today, I had our bourbon marinated steak tips, which was phenomenal. Sat on the patio, ironically, in Chelmsford, which is our first location on Route 110. So beautiful day for patio dining.
Yeah. It's just a great it's a great location and you know the 110 Grill is more again modern American cuisine. Aviva Trattoria is more the standard standard Italian cuisine. But they're both great restaurants and we really love them. And I may have told you this, but when I was out doing the documentary on the Boston organized crime, we were out shooting all day on a Saturday, and we were out in Acton, and they said, we're going to go get some food at the 110 Grill in Maynard. I was so happy, you know, because I knew exactly what I wanted. I ordered one of those cheeseburgers, and everybody was very pleased that we got it from the 110 Grill. I think it's becoming a staple in New England, New York area.
Yeah, about the 110 Grill as well is that 100% of our menu can be made gluten-free, which is a huge part of our business these days. We take allergies very seriously.
Yeah. And again, so what's currently the most popular? I always like to ask this of the restaurants. What's currently the most popular entree?
You know, it varies by location. As I mentioned earlier, their steak tips are up there. Our chicken caprese parm, which is our version of chicken parm, it comes with a salad instead of pasta, is also extremely popular. Calamari and fried pickles have been selling very, very well lately. So there's really something for everybody on our menu.
I got to try the 110 Cuban. I'm down in Florida. I like the Cuban sandwiches. I haven't tried that yet, though.
Yeah, that's a great sandwich, Howie. I have that every now and then. And, you know, yesterday I had a delicious barbecue chicken salad, which is great as well.
Yeah, it's all really good stuff, and you know when I'm at Aviva Trattoria, I go for the cannoli, but you guys have the great stuff too. The apple crisp is always good, especially this time of year with it's got the vanilla ice cream on it as well. I don't look over at the calorie counts though on the desserts, you know.
Yeah, we have to put them on there, Howie.
I understand. But sometimes it kind of dampens things a little bit, you know, especially as you get later into the meal.
Yeah, you really don't want to know.
Right, exactly. Maybe, you know, like they have in the clubs, you know, they don't put the price tag on the dish. Maybe, you know, for some regular listeners, you could have a meal. It'd be nice to have a menu with no calories on it. Just, you know. But I understand that's not possible. That's left over from the Obama administration. How does Beyond Burger do, by the way? That's the
the
veggie burger.
It continues to grow. There's a small, you know, it's not crazy, but there's a small population of people that enjoy that. It's definitely a keeper on our menu. So the people that do order it absolutely love it. But more so than not, people go, as you said, Howie, for our everyday cheeseburger.
All right. Well, this is great. They're going to go really fast. So if you want to get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to the 110 Grill, which is also usable at the Aviva Trattoria, there's five of those locations in Massachusetts. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store, and you'll be right there. And check out everything else that's available at the Howie Car Show. And we always love having you with us. And one of the few things I miss about being in Massachusetts is not being near the 110 Grill and not having you guys bring in food every once in a while. But it's a great place, and you're doing a good job.
Thanks, Howie. We look forward to seeing you when you get back.
Thank you. All right, that's it. That's Ryan Dion. He's the COO of the 110 Grill. And again, they have over 30 locations in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and New York State. So get your gift certificates now. They're going to go. We're sold out? Almost sold out. Almost sold out. We'll probably be sold out when we come back from the break. So get on board now. Thanks. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We are sold out of the 110 Grill deals. Wow. That's the more people go to the 110 Grill, the faster that we sell out on these cheap bastard deals. But if you, we've got other stuff at the store. We've got $50 gift certificates to Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. We've got $25 for $50 gift certificates to the Fun Spot, which is a giant arcade, the world's largest arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire. So if you want to get those, you can get them. But right now it's time for the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by GoldCo. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's going to win the Virginia governor's race, Glenn Youngkin or Terry McAuliffe?
Well, I hope Glenn Youngkin's going to win, and I think he's got a better chance now that all this real information about what happened in Loudoun County with this guy in a skirt claiming to be a woman raping two young girls is coming out finally in the press. But I'm still going to say that I fear that McAuliffe will win in the end.
Yeah, well, the listeners think 76% say Glenn Youngkin will win.
I hope they're right.
I hope they're right, too. But remember what happened with Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah, I know. It's well, it's getting, you know, I listened to a morning show in D.C. And they're all over this story. And it got, that's the big FM talker in D.C. that goes into Virginia. So I think the word's getting out now. We'll see. I mean, the Washington Post will give it a good leaving alone, obviously. And some of the and probably the Richmond Times-Dispatch as well. But we'll see. We'll see how it works. Not long to go now. If only there could be a couple more debates where Terry McAuliffe could make an ass out of himself or run around screaming at reporters telling them to put their masks on.
You're dangerous. That's what he said.
Yeah, when a Democrat tells you to put your mask on, their mask is slipping off, you know? The totalitarian is coming out, and that's certainly what Terry McAuliffe is, just a really sleazy character. All right, now it's time for Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain is in hot water right now.
Good.
He's being slammed over a post that I believe he retweeted it.
He does a lot of retweeting.
You're
going to get... Sooner or later, you're going to get into trouble retweeting. Even Trump got into trouble retweeting, as you may recall.
Yeah, I try to be careful with the retweets.
Yeah, what did he retweet?
He retweeted a post that called the supply chain crisis that's unraveling right now. It called it high class problems. Now,
high class problems. Has Ron Klain? I know he's never been in the military. I know he's never worked on a farm or in a kitchen or anything like that. But has he ever been to a Costco?
Oh no, I'm sure he shops online. He does it while he tweets.
So he doesn't know that they've run out of things like paper towels, toilet paper, Gatorade. Cookies that you like? I mean, all those things are high class, huh?
I do like cookies.
What kind of cookies are gone, Grace? Tell me what. Give me a specific example.
Well, Howie, you know the ones I buy that are they have a little man on them. They're like chocolate and they're square and they have a little like soldier on the front.
Yes,
those are gone. Really, all the cookies I like. A lot of the biscottis are gone. There's a couple of weirdo flavors left, like pumpkin and lemon, but I don't want those. Yeah. I just want the classic chocolate ones. Yeah, this is breaking news. Thank you for that sound effect, Taylor. Yeah, a lot of my favorite cookies are just nowhere to be seen. And also, Howie, strangely, because now I keep track of it for you, the gas station across the street where I like to get other snacks, they're out of bars, like you know those kind of bars I eat sometimes.
Yucky bars.
Yeah, like protein bars and stuff. Yeah. They're completely empty, decimated. There's just no bars. Except for, again, like a weirdo flavor, a pumpkin.
Whatever gets you through the night, as John Lennon used to say, Grace. But I won't miss those too much.
You know what, Howie? Yeah, but first they come for the bars and you say nothing.
I know.
And then they come for, I don't even know what you get, crackers.
I get townhouse crackers.
Yeah, because you eat like a mouse. but here's the thing. If there is a silver lining here, we are realizing, and I hope the retailers are realizing, which flavors people won't buy even in desperation. Because when I go through those grocery stores and I see those pumpkin flavors or those cranberry flavors or those lemon flavors, I think, I hope you guys are learning something from this.
Yeah, but the thing is, Grace, what they're saying, though, is that a lot of these companies have decided that they're only going to go with the big sellers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So in other words, I mentioned this yesterday, like Ben & Jerry's is still doing, even if you don't buy Ben & Jerry's anymore because they've been so woke, you know what the big flavors are, like a New York Super Fudge Chunk. You can still get that, but
Cherry Garcia,
but you can't get Caramel Latte. You know, but I like having a choice. Unlike Bernie Sanders, I like having a lot of choices.
Whether it's
toothpaste or ice cream or anything else.
Has anyone checked in on the deodorant situation? That was a Bernie Sanders' big no-no. He didn't like all the options of deodorant.
Right. Plus, you know, what do you need? You got cream deodorant. You got powder deodorants, aerosol deodorants.
Aerosol.
What the hell do you need all those choices for?
The aerosol is what really drove him over the edge, I think. He saw that and he was like, hub, 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 now they're spraying it from a can. Where does it end?
Yeah, someone says they're out of Lunchables, too. That's a real high class problem when they're out of Lunchables.
If they're out of Lunchables, that means they're probably out of Crustables as well.
Yeah. I went to Market Basket in Chelmsford yesterday, and they didn't have any Dunkin' Donuts K-Cups. I guess the folks that go to Starbucks and spend $8 for their coffee don't have a problem.
If I run out of coffee, Joe's going to have a big problem on his hands. That's for sure. If they start running low on Tito's, I'll lose my mind. All right, Howie, I don't know if you saw this story. I thought it was interesting. There's a new thing that the woke crowds are going after. And Taylor, I don't think I'm stepping on Weak and Woke right now, but if I am, let me know. The two parent families are racist now. Have you guys heard about this?
Really?
And I didn't think people were that interested, Howie, but as I was driving into work, my dad said the same thing
to me. The Jeffersons are racist?
He said nuclear families are now considered part of white supremacy. And I said, I actually did see a story on that, but I didn't think it was like that, you know, out there that much. But I'm sure Fox or something ran a piece on it. The white privilege, family privilege is an unacknowledged and unearned benefit.
How about the Huxtables?
I don't think it matters if, you know what, this is like Dave Chappelle and Tim Scott. It doesn't matter if you're black. You can still be racist and be black. So yes, black families that have a mother and a father, those are part of white supremacy as well.
Oh, well, what can I say? Hey, speaking of which, did you see the thing on Dave Chappelle? One of the things they're after him about is...
I watched the whole special, so I probably know.
Oh, I cracked up when I read this line in the Wall Street Journal. He says that he isn't a favorite of the trans community, and he added, "Somebody told me they after you, Dave," and I said, "One they or many they?"
Yeah, the special.
That's pretty damn funny.
The special was hysterical, especially the second half of it, because he really goes into kind of this woke world we live in, and it was absolutely hysterical. And that's why it has a 99% approval rating, as opposed to, so Dave Chappelle's Netflix special, the viewers, the audience, gives it a 99% approval rating. Now, the critics gave Dave Chappelle, I think, like a 9% or 4% approval rating. Fauci, the audience, gives him a 3%, and the critics, 99% thumbs up.
Grace, when was the last time you were at a review of a movie or a Netflix special or something like that?
I've seen a couple of them pop up about James Bond, and that's part of the reason I went to go see it, because the reviews were pretty good, and it was good.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. But, you know, James Bond doesn't get that woke, so that's why.
Yeah.
I've seen otherwise. I've seen that he is fairly woke, that he cried in the shower in this last movie.
Did he?
And he rode on the back of a scooter with a woman driving.
He only goes to gay bars. He said that in an interview. Did you see that?
Well, I don't think, did James Bond say it or did Daniel Craig say it?
Daniel Craig said it because he doesn't need to get any beefs in a gay bar, he said.
The movie was pretty good. I actually really enjoyed it. I didn't think it was too woke. Now, speaking of Dave Chappelle, Netflix CEO stands by defense of Dave Chappelle special. Employees are planning.
He's an earner.
I know.
He's an earner.
That's the only thing that
Trump's. Board.
The only thing that Trump's virtue signaling is the cash register. Employees plan a walkout next week in protest. It's just sometimes when people get mad about things and like cancel culture is not working for them, the stuff they do is so lame. You know, like, we're all going to leave work. And Dave Chappelle's like, okay, I don't work at Netflix. Like, I just make money.
The worst feeling is going back into work after you've walked out and nothing changes.
Yeah.
It's like that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's just basically taking a really long lunch and then coming in and being like, so what else is going on? They're not changing anything.
We're just getting deluged here with text, Grace, about the high class stuff that's out of.
Tell me. I like to contribute
out of
to
stock.
This.
Chips Ahoy's are gone. That's a highfalutin cookie, says 508. 603, no chocolate Jimmies at Market Basket in Portsmouth. Let's go, Brandon.
See, I enjoy a Chips Ahoy. The curly.
Let's go, Brandon.
When I was younger, my mom used to buy all these snacks. So I'm not opposed to a Chips Ahoy, but I really do prefer an Oreo if I have to choose.
It's too bad you're not down here in Florida because they've got that in the cafeteria now.
Oh, Grace. Really?
Oreos.
Any
yes.
of those honey buns, Howie?
Those honey buns don't move too fast.
I know. They stay around for a while.
They'll be around after the nuclear holocaust, and you know they'll be around. The roaches won't even eat them when the roaches are the only thing that survives the nuclear holocaust. Those honey buns are gross.
Remember how Taylor said he was at the supermarket and there was a woman staring at the Drake's coffee cakes?
Yes.
So I was at the supermarket.
Where they used to be.
And I was in the hostess section. And again, was there hostess there? Yeah. But guess what it was, Taylor?
What was it?
Weirdo flavors. Raspberry-filled Twinkies.
Oh,
yuck.
Raspberry. Delicious. That's my favorite flavor.
Disgusting, Taylor. And Howie, can you agree with me?
I've never
had a raspberry Twinkie, but raspberry
raspberry-filled anything.
Yeah, exactly. I love
raspberries,
period. I don't like anything that's got raspberry jelly.
Oh, no, to
jams.
Me, that's the greatest fruit flavor there is.
Ugh.
Yeah, but you also like baked bean pie. That's running on the loop at all times.
Baked bean pie?
Yeah, your grandmother's baked.
Beef and bean pie. It's not baked bean pie.
You just proved my point.
It's kidney beans.
Anyway, that's all I have for today, Howie. I will be back tomorrow. And don't forget, tomorrow, guys, we have police blotter facts. We have all sorts of good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Grace. I appreciate it. We'll be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket or just the fact that they're totally out like we've just been talking about? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this time, is the financial wizard of The Howie Carr Show, Kevin Frisbee. Kevin, the word about inflation used to be transitory. Now the word today on the front page of the Wall Street Journal is linger. Linger as is sort of the antonym of transitory, isn't it?
Lingering, that sounds like a bad cold, Howie. I don't know what that exactly means, but that doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
We've talked about for weeks that inflation's going to hang around for a long, long time, not months, but years into the future. And there's nothing the Federal Reserve can do about it. They can't raise rates. There's too much debt in this country to do that.
And I'm stunned to see today that the price of a new car on average is now $45,000.
Well, you got oil prices going higher. You've got groceries going higher. New cars going higher. Everything's going higher, right? And who's getting hurt the most? All right. So Social Security's going higher by about 6% increase for next year. Who gets hurt the most? The poor people on fixed income. They're really going to pay a price, and the people that don't have a large wage.
But Biden keeps saying, well, wages are going up, so that's great for the working man. But he never tells you what's the logical next sentence, which is the average wage after inflation of the average American worker has gone down 2% since he became president because of this inflation. That's the way it always is. Inflation is a tax on the poor. It's a cliche, but it's true, isn't it?
It's more than $200 per month increase on cost of living for the average American just based on inflation alone. And you're right. I mean, again, the poor people that are retired, they're on a fixed income, they're really stuck in a corner. And it's unfortunate to see because, again, for the next probably 10 years, who knows how long it's going to be, inflation's going to run hot and there's nothing they can do about it.
10 years. That's lingering, 10 years. No question about it.
That's lingering. That's a bad cold, exactly.
What can people do if they want to deal with this lingering, formerly transitory problem of inflation? What do you suggest, Kevin? Have you got something you can send them, send people?
Yeah, there is this week, Howie. So we're going to give 16 tips, a risk to avoid in retirement. And again, you might not be able to avoid them all, but they're good points. And one of the items on the list is inflation and how to hedge against that. And we'll give that away to anybody that wants to call this week on your show. It's 1-800-989-9100. 16 things to avoid in retirement, pitfalls to avoid potentially.
And what's your web address?
Yeah, frisbeebenefits.com. That's Frisbee, spelled I-E, benefits with an S. You can go on, or people can go on and find us there. They can send us an email there. Again, no obligation to do anything with us, any business with us. We'll send that brochure out, the 16 items to avoid in retirement and a hedge against inflation.
How do you hedge against inflation? What is the tip to avoid inflation in this kind of overheated environment we're in?
One of the most important things is stay invested. And I say that, you want to manage your risk in the stock market, but real estate's one of the best hedges for inflation. Equities is number two, believe it or not. I mean, you got equities that will continue to go higher as inflation stays hot. So if people are not invested, if they've got cash in the bank, not making any interest anymore, you got to try to put that money to work. Do it conservatively, but put it to work somehow.
Dividend-bearing stocks, or is that what you're looking for? Dividend stocks?
Yeah, that's a good bet, Howie, yeah. So, the blue chips, the companies have been around 100 years. They're paying dividends. They've got some stability. You don't want to take a lot of risk, but yeah, try to get some payment on your investment. And again, you can't get anything in the banks and credit unions anymore. You got to put that money to risk.
So what's the number if people want to get 16 tips of risk to avoid in retirement? Give us the number, Kevin.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
And the web address?
FrisbeeBenefits.com.